Yemen's Ansarullah movement has launched a new retaliatory attack against Saudi Arabia. Yemeni media says Ansarullah snipers killed at least three Saudi soldiers in the kingdom's Najran region. Area is a flashpoint border province that's seen many retaliatory attacks by the Ansarullah against Saudi troops. Yemenis say they'll continue fighting back until Riyadh stops this aggression against their country. Saudi war on its southern neighbor has killed over 14,300 Yemenis, many of them women and children. Yemen's infrastructure has also been reduced to near rubble. Joining us out of Bluefield now is Mr. Colin Cavell, political commentator. Hello, Mr. Cavell. Nice to have you back on the program, sir. Your thoughts on how long and how protracted this thing has been, and why Riyadh is able to get away with what it has been getting away with for this long.
Well, Mr. Anya, let's review a little bit. This war began in just a couple of years ago when the president, the then dictator of Yemen, Hadi, was ousted by the people and he fled to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has had a long hegemonic relationship with Yemen, putting in their different puppet rulers, and now the Yemeni people have risen up and are fighting for independence. They're tired of being ruled by a foreign power. Saudi Arabia launched a war against Yemen in March of 2016, and they've continued to bomb, to kill, to block the ports, all in violation of international law, because international law allows a state to attack another state only in self-defense or if the UN Security Council approves it. Number one, they've never been attacked by Yemen directly. And number two, the UN Security Council would never approve of Saudi Arabia attacking Yemen because they are the historic dominant power that has put in their puppet government year after year. What is finally happening in the last few years is that the Yemeni people are standing up strong to this well-financed military dictatorship in Saudi Arabia, and despite the arming of the Saudi troops, the continuous arming by the United States, which, by the way, is illegal, it violates our Constitution, it is against the U.S. War Powers Act. So despite that, the Houthi Ansarullah movement is fighting the Saudi Arabian dictatorship forces, and they are succeeding. And everyone should support this war of independence.
Mr. Cavell, why is it that Washington slams Iran for befriending Damascus, for befriending Baghdad, but then here is Riyadh who dictates to a coalition of Arab states who should, I mean, we saw what happened with Lebanon's Hariri when he was forced to come to Riyadh and forcibly resign on TV. He goes back and, you know, he reneges on that resignation. Now, my question to you, why is it okay with Washington for Riyadh sometimes brutally to impose what it deems fit on these Arab states?
Well, under our current president, President Trump, he's only interested in arms deals with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is a money pot. They have endless amounts of money because of the natural resources of Saudi Arabia that are being stolen from the Saudi people. They are being wasted on the elite of Saudi Arabia. They're being wasted on these unconstitutional and illegal wars, and the people have no say in Saudi Arabia. So what the ruling dictatorship and the royal family in Saudi Arabia does is they will buy off other governments like the United States for arms, logistics, equipment, and they will fight these wars to fend off the uprising that's going on in the entire Arabian Peninsula for the last 8 years. People want independence. They do not want dictatorship. They do not want monarchy. Monarchies should be put into the dustbin of history, and that's what the people are standing up for. They're standing up for democracy and freedom.
Thank you for joining us. Political commentator Colin Cavell joining us there out of Bluefield.